It's a Wednesday as we are recording this podcast, so we went to worship service together. I saw you because you were going to drop your tithing envelope onto the... She's so cute. She's so cute. I caught her. So she was about to drop her envelope, and I was walking behind her, and I could hear her praying, like, God, I still owe you, and I'm going to... You know, I'm going to pay it, whatever I owe you. You're
and
so
it's in
cute.
The Bible. Yeah, like, if you don't tithe, it's like you're robbing God.
I'm just saying, you're cute.
I was just a little behind.
I just think that God thinks you're a cutie pie, is all I'm saying.
Thank you. Okay.
Welcome to today's episode, everyone. I'm Sam O.
I'm Tina Ryan.
We're going to start off with some great news. The best news ever, as we like to call it on the show.
Tell me.
So it looks like the Shincheji podcast fam is growing. Oh. The show is called Straight from the Horse's Mouth Podcast. This is a show that started early in the pandemic in 2020. And it was first catered to a very small group of people inside Shincheji. But since then, it has grown to a wider audience all over the world.
Nice.
And the hosts include our instructor, Aaron.
Woot!
There's also Mr. Dan, Mr. Dave, and Mr. James. I hear that some of them are Shincheji instructors as well.
Uh-huh.
But they basically share, you know, what their experiences have been inside the church, what the teachings are. I'm sure that they go much deeper than we do.
Yeah, I don't even think that's a question.
So it's kind of like we're the pre-show.
Yeah.
And then they get to do the main event. I'm just so happy that, you know, we have more shows that people can listen to and hear firsthand experiences of what it's like to be part of the church. So we're going to link all of that in our own show description as well, so that you guys can go check it out.
And we do hope that we get to meet all the hosts, right?
Oh my gosh, we should do like a collab episode.
I know.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. Would you like to start with an email, as we like to do?
Love to. If you want to email us, please do so. bestnewseverpodcast@gmail.com.
We're doing a couple emails today.
Yay! So let's start with the first one. Magandang araw po. I'm Evelyn, pangalawa sa siyam na magkakapatid na anak ng yumaong Pastor Daniel. Dati ang saya naming pamilya kasi sabay-sabay kaming pupunta sa church. Pero nung nawala na po si tatay, naging on and off po kaming magkakapatid na nagpunta sa church every service. After a month, nagkita kami ng dati kong kasama sa church na si Brother Jerwin, at doon po ay na-share niya sa akin ang tungkol sa pagpasok niya sa CCMC. Tinanong niya ako if gusto ko daw mag-aral, at ang sabi ko po ay, yes. Daling kausap. Yes, agad. Kaya ako nag-guess kasi ang nasa isip ko sa oras na yon ay ang tatay ko. Ipinakilala niya agad ako kay Sir Mac upang makapasok po ako sa CCMC. Thankful talaga ako kasi napakalaki nang nabago sa buhay ko, kasi yung naudlot na tinuturo ng tatay ko na dati naguguluhan ako, ngayon naging malinaw na po sa akin. Especially ang revealed word na dati binabaliwala ko, pero ngayon sobrang importante na siya sa buhay ko. At yung takot ko sa Book of Revelation ngayon ay nawala na kasi naging malinaw na po siya sa akin.
We were talking about this in a past episode, right?
Right?
Yeah, we used to be scared.
It's not
because
scary.
We didn't understand it.
It's actually a beautiful thing if you understand it properly, or if it's taught properly. Malaki ang pasasalamat ko sa Panginoon kasi ipinakilala niya sa atin si Chairman Lee upang matulungan tayo na intindihin at maipaliwanag sa atin ang lahat kung paano maisapuso ang revealed word, fulfillment, and prophecy, at higit sa lahat ang pag-overcome. At ngayon, super happy na po ako sa new journey ko na makapasok sa Shincheji at maging isa sa 144,000 na maging servant ng Panginoong Diyos, kaming lahat na nasa batch 151.
Ooh, shout out. Hello,
thank batch you po 151. Sa 151. Thank you po sa aming mga instructors at evangelists, at ang lahat ng papuri at pasasalamat ay aming ibinabalik sa ating Amang Diyos.
Amen. Oh, beautiful.
Good Samaritan, Evelyn.
Okay. Thoughts.
Yung Book of Revelation, diba? Yun dun, medyo tama siya dun. Dati kasi talaga, kahit naman ako like yung first episode ko sa inyo, Book of Revelation agad. Seryoso ba?
Diba? It's true. When we first had Tina on, officially as a co-host of the show, we were just like, revelation. Uh-uh. Tina hitting the ground running. But, you know, here we are.
Yeah. It's not scary. And I think it's not the easiest to understand, but to me, it's one of the most beautiful chapters.
It's a very hopeful
book. My gosh, yes. I like that word, hopeful. Hmm. Oh. What do you think?
I think it's amazing how, you know, she started out with something quite sad, which is the death of her father. Mm. But something so tragic led to this understanding of the word and now being part of Shinshenji. And I love her confidence of like, now I'm part of the 144,000. Good on you, Evelyn.
Good for you, Evelyn.
Yeah. But that is the hope that we are all holding on to. Thank you, by the way, to everyone who is writing to us, because we did ask for these stories of how you journeyed to Shinshenji, and we are getting them through our inbox, and we love reading them and sharing them on the show. So we're going to do a second one.
Hello, Miss Sam and Miss Tina.
Hello.
I am Rosel from Calbayog City.
Where's that?
Bicol region, Calbayog. Tama. Google it later.
Okay. GMT.
I am a certified Good Samaritan. Oh, I always look forward to new episodes because it gives me a refresher on the lessons I encountered in the center. Not only that, I also love how both of you host this podcast as if we're just having a chica with reference and clear explanations. Okay, we're doing it. I'm kidding. I actually just finished watching episode 8 and decided to write you an email. During the podcast, both of you shared your personal experiences, which made you question God.
Oh, this was about, does God want me to suffer?
Uh-oh. I can truly relate to that, and I am guilty of that, lahat tayo.
Yeah.
I feel bad because whenever I experience good things, I thank Him. And when it's the opposite, I blame Him. And I only call Him when I need Him. Ay.
Ito yung dati.
Oo. Ganyan na ganyan po ako.
Dati. I think a lot of us naman.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Now, coming to Shinshenji made me learn a lot of things, especially about the Bible, which I didn't even read before because I didn't understand. Through the Bible study, I got to learn about His true will, His heart, His love for all of us, and how He's been working for Him to come back here on earth. My journey has not been easy. There were times when I wanted to give up on my study because of school, but thankfully I was able to overcome, and now I am a church worker.
Wow. Mm.
Until now, keeping this life of faith is not easy, but God gives us assurance that if we fight and overcome, we will receive blessings, heaven, and eternal life. I hope that this podcast reaches a lot of people, and hoping this could open everyone's hearts to study the Bible. Thank you, Miss Tina and Miss Sam. Fighting!
Thank you very much. Thank you. I just Googled Calbayog City, and it's
Samar.
Samar!
Calbayog talaga?
Yeah. Wow. Hello to everyone in Samar. Hello.
So not only am I bad in math, but geography as well.
I'm the most spatially challenged person. So, you know, you're in good company.
Thank you, Rosel. And, well, like Sam said, we've all been there until we learn the true understanding, diba?
Yeah.
That we cannot blame God when things go bad because that's not what He truly desires for us.
And while I was listening to Rosel's email, I suddenly thought of that situation in a relationship where there's a misunderstanding and you stop talking to each other. Alam mo yung situation na ganun?
Ang dami kong ganun na friendships, no?
Oo. Because that is exactly, I think, the state that you're in your relationship with God when you feel like all the suffering and pain and difficulties in your life come from Him as well. Uh-oh. So naturally, para magtatampo ka sa Kanya. But when you get to know really what the situation is by maybe having a proper conversation with them, you realize that, hindi, it wasn't me. Yung parang ganon. So parang relationship na relationship talaga siya. But you can only really do that if you understand the Bible.
Exactly. Everything's in the scripture.
Isn't it so nice to be able to say that we are so done with that life of blaming God and misunderstanding Him and only running to Him when there's something wrong?
Of course. But like Rosel said, also sometimes, a faith life is not easy. Lahat po tayo nakaka-relate dyan. Dahil talagang, I think every day, not just every day, maybe every other hour, we have to overcome something. No?
Yeah. To Evelyn and Rossell, thank you so much. Let's get to today's conversation on the Best News Ever podcast. So we are having conversations based on the Shincheonji Bible classes that we've done because we find that they relate a lot to our personal experiences.
We're still doing it.
We are still doing it. We are classmates right now.
Well, my second time.
Yes, my third time. And we have friends who are doing it with us. I really am. Go for gold.
Yeah.
And it's we keep doing it because we feel like the more we hear it, obviously, the more you understand it. We hear new things in the class that we didn't hear in the last one.
Different set of instructors, so you pick up something new every time. And I think personally, that's the only way for us to be really sealed is to keep studying it.
Yeah. So that's why. And this lesson is something called building a beautiful temple for God. So temple meaning church.
Like a church.
Or like the dwelling place of God, right? What is the most beautiful church that you've been to?
I would have to... Ang dami nung nasa Spain ako. But I think yung jaw-dropping moment, yung Sagrada sa...
Oh my gosh.
Sagrada sa Barcelona.
Yes.
It was so beautiful. Like, nakangangala ako.
Just breathtaking, isn't it?
It was so breathtaking, I couldn't even go inside because my friends were teasing me na baka do umusok ako.
Those are some friends you have. Who are they?
No, pero I was just like... I sat down and waited for the crowd to just disappear because I was just taking it in. And I couldn't believe that it's a church.
Yeah. And it's been in the making now for over 100 years, right? And it's still not done.
Oh, si Gaudi nga, sumakabilang buhay na. Diba? Hindi pa rin tapos. Baka inaantay nila second coming.
Baka. Diba? I went inside. I actually made it inside.
What was inside like?
It's gorgeous. I think the thing that really stuck in my mind from my experience of being inside Sagrada Familia was... The way they positioned the stained glass windows, so when the light would hit it, it looked like there were rainbows inside. So there were like beams of light, colored light that were like passing through the space inside. Absolutely agree. What a beautiful church.
How long did it take you to actually, like from the moment you fell in line to get to inside the part of the church?
It wasn't ridiculous. But I mean, definitely there was a line because it's a huge tourist spot in Barcelona, right? But did you not go inside because you were just like, it's not worth it?
No, super dami ng tao. We just went at a time na parang it was extra. There was another church that I went to because my, the girls I was with in Paris just wanted to go, so I went, and I'm glad I did. It's called the Sacred Heart Church,
okay,
or the Basilica of, I can't pronounce it because it's in French.
The Basilica of, I cannot pronounce.
Yeah. So ayun sa ano yun, outside of Paris.
What was so beautiful about it? I think it's the famous one that you're talking about.
It's super famous, but I also didn't go inside because ang daming tao.
Mama!
Na ano ko sa tao. Parang, and I think I've mentioned to you before na I get bored easily with architecture. Parang okay sa akin, okay na yung facade.
I'm not super big into it either. Yeah.
But like the outside was just nice.
Yeah.
And again, it was just, there's too many people and I'm like, okay, I'm not gonna go.
Yeah. But it was beautiful.
It was beautiful outside at least. But I can Google na lang what's inside. Just like the Sagrada.
Speaking of churches in France, I went to Notre Dame and I was like,
Did you go inside too?
I did.
I didn't go too.
I really like going inside the churches, and it's probably because
your faith journey, kasi you were journeying then,
So even like Sagrada Familia, Notre Dame, this was all when I went to walk the Camino, and I did the French route. So I started on the border of France, and then I walked to Spain.
Yes, guys, naglakad po si Sam from France to Spain. Which
sikat kaya yun? It's a pilgrimage.
I know.
Camino de Santiago, right?
I know.
You walk, there are different routes that you can take. I took the French one. So yeah, that was the route to this city called Santiago de Compostela. And before I actually embarked on the pilgrimage itself, I wanted to kind of look around Paris because I've never been there.
Uh-uh.
And there was this famous church, Notre Dame, of course. And
which nasunog, diba?
Yeah. Okay. Pero this was before the fire happened. So I went there and I had heard about this church. And at the time I was Catholic and I was really tickled because Notre Dame is French for Our Lady. And I was like, I want to pray the rosary in this church. Like, it's so perfect.
Wow.
Right? So I went there, I sat down, I took out my rosary, and then I prayed. And while I was praying, somebody stole my wallet.
No!
Someone stole my wallet while I was praying.
No. Yeah! Like, how did you, you look back and your bag is gone?
Like, I was done praying, and then I was on my way out, and then there was a little booth. I think it was like a donations booth, right?
And you were gonna
donate.
And
so, you know, I felt like giving a little something, and then so I was gonna reach for my wallet, and it wasn't there.
Oh, that's so sad.
It's hilarious to me now. I went inside thinking that this was gonna be an amazing experience, and then as I was walking out of it, I was just like sheer panic. You know, what am I going to do?
Buti hindi kasama yung ano mo, passport mo.
Imagine mag-panic. Yeah. But it was a beautiful church, and I'm glad I had that experience. Anyway, we bring up this topic of churches, you know, temples that we've been to that we thought were beautiful, because in this lesson, we learned that, yes, the temple is the place where God dwells, but is a temple or a church basically a physical building, the dwelling place that God really desires?
The answer is no.
I thought it was really, really interesting how before I even came to the Bible class, I would hear things about how in the Bible there's something called foreshadowing. So from the Old Testament to the New Testament to our time now, there's really supposed to be like a transition. Parang, or something in the Old Testament is shown.
Parang shadow and copy.
Exactly.
Okay.
In Shinshanji, we use that term, well, because it's in the Bible. It is a copy and shadow. In the Old Testament, it's all very physical. And then it kind of turns spiritual. But yun nga, meron ang naganap na foreshadowing dito.
So like in Moses' time, diba? Yung the tabernacle.
Okay, yeah. Uh-oh. So let's get to like how this temple that God desires was already shown nung time ni Moses.
Uh-oh.
Because you're right, Moses was commanded by God to build a tabernacle.
So detail oriented. siguro ako si Moses noon, kasi eron taranta na ako.
I know. And it's amazing because they were out in the desert when they were supposed to build this, remember? It was promised already na parang, you know, you'll be given, like, what is the term? Here we go with the Bible verse. It's going out to you in the graphics here down below.
So you're saying now that plano din ni God all along.
Oo naman.
Na yung supply nandun na.
Oo naman. Oo. God will provide everything
God,
that they need.
Kalinga.
Yeah. But I think the most important point that we are supposed to take out from that whole scenario is that because the temple is God's dwelling place, it needs to be built exactly in the way that God wants it to be built.
According to his image and likeness.
Yeah, according to his commands. You know, according to what is in heaven. Because God will now tell you, this is the place that I want to dwell in, build it this way, and then I will dwell with you.
And that we cannot create it according to our own thoughts.
Yeah. So, yon, parang when you look at that part of the Bible, this was honestly like one of the more boring parts of the Bible. Like, I was like, oh my gosh, what is all this stuff? But now I get it.
Connected talaga.
Yeah, but now I get it. You cannot depart from what God wants if you want God to dwell with you.
Uh-oh.
It's like, kunwari ikaw, magpapagawa ka ng bahay.
Ay, syempre, attention to detail.
Diba? And, you know, as the customer, as the person who will be living there, you have the right now
Dama
to tell
naman.
Them Uh-oh. Exactly how you want it to be built.
Uh-oh.
So, it's like the same logic.
Uh-oh.
In any case, okay, so that was Moses. He built it exactly
the way God wanted him to.
And then, sure enough, God dwelled in the most holy place of that tabernacle. Mm. So then, that was the physical way that God showed us the kind of place where he wants to dwell. Fast forward to first coming of Jesus.
Si Jesus naman ang naging temple ni God. Kasi he's sinless.
Yeah. So that's, I think, a really important point. God can only dwell where there is no sin, right?
Kasi mamamatay tayo, tama?
Exactly. So, which is also why nung time ni Moses, he had to have a temple built instead of dwelling with Moses himself because the people at that time were sinful. So he had a place built, and then come Jesus, who we know was without sin. Mm-mm. He was righteous. God was now able to dwell with Jesus. Mm. So he now became the temple of God. And the Bible says kasi na we are really God's field. We are God's building. So parang, does God really want to dwell inside a physical building? No. The temple that he truly desires is us.
Our hearts. But right now, I don't think he wants to dwell with me.
Well, and I think that's the process that we are in.
I'm working on it.
Because how do you become that temple where God can now dwell?
There's only one way, and that's through the scriptures.
Because the scriptures tell us how we can be cleansed of that sin, how we can be recreated in the image and likeness of God. Mm-mm. And it is through the word that we are cleansed.
Like, I hear that a lot. No, yung image and likeness, they use that a lot.
Oh yeah.
And now I'm finally understanding what that means. Mm-hmm. Na talagang the only way to be created in his image and likeness is through the scriptures.
Yeah. I think ako rin dati, parang I would hear that a lot, and I think I just assumed that because God created me and you know, humans are supposed to be the masterpiece of creation, right? I would hear things like this. Na, I'm already created in the image and likeness of God.
Hindi pa pala.
We need to be cleansed. We need to be born again. Mm-hmm. Another term that we see in the Bible. We need to be recreated according to the image and likeness of God so that God can dwell nga. So, this brings us back to the past discussions that we've had on this podcast. You know, this builds on our topics like why God had to leave.
Because of sin.
Why religion was given. Because that's the thing that connects us back
to
God.
We need to reconnect with God.
And we can only do that through the highest teachings that can only come from God. Where do we find that? In the scriptures. Mm-hmm. The Bible. And so it is only in knowing and understanding the word and hearing it and inscribing it in our hearts.
Hebrews 8.
Yeah. So that is how we can build ourselves and become that temple that God desires to dwell in. Isn't that beautiful?
Amazing. Ang dami ko palang hindi naintindihan nung araw, no?
Sobra. Sobra. And we are still in the process of...
there's more to come.
Really, understanding deeply all of these things. But I guess it just brings us to the point that we stress quite a bit on this show, like why the Bible is so necessary. Why is it so necessary for us to know and understand the words?
God's plan is in the Bible. Mm. Everything is there. Everything that he wants for us, it's in the scriptures.
Or how we can like rebuild ourselves now and restore ourselves so that we can be the dwelling place where actually like God can come and dwell in. Mm-mm. Yeah. You know how we were talking about the most beautiful churches we've seen? And something like the Sagrada Familia really will literally take your breath away. Uh-huh. It is absolutely gorgeous.
I couldn't even believe that it was a church, actually.
Yeah. It's like an art piece, right? In the middle of the city. But think about that. Like, okay, so we just had this discussion of like how God really doesn't even desire to dwell in a physical temple, and it is absolutely jaw-droppingly beautiful. And so if we're now saying that we can actually recreate ourselves to be that temple, imagine how beautiful we are in God's eyes once we are in that
Havana hair.
Umabot Barcelona.
Umabot sa Spanya. Diba?
Right. I was thinking about that, just, you know, thinking about this conversation.
What do you think was your first step towards, like, being a temple for God to dwell in?
I think definitely the word. I mean, Jesus himself said during the first coming to the disciples that they are clean because of the words that he spoke to them. Mm-hmm. And I think it was when we started understanding how the word, the understanding of the word, right? Not just taking out your Bible and reading it, not really fully understanding what the words meant, but really understanding it through the revealed word that was being taught to us. When I realized the importance of that, I think just desiring now to hear it more, understand it more, just be around it more.
Parang si Evelyn sa email, diba? Yung importance daw ng revealed word.
Yon. I think that's really it. Mm-mm. And you do feel yourself changing because of that. You know, some like a verse like John chapter 1, verse 1 onwards.
1 to 4.
1 to 4, which is, you know, something we talk about often. Because there is life in the word of God, it actually has the power to change you and recreate you. And I think that's really something that we experience as we study more.
Yeah.
And try to live that life of faith based on the teachings. What about you?
Again, it's not an easy thing. I mean, like Evelyn said, diba, this faith journey is, I thought it was going to be like, hey, easy breezy. Hindi pala.
Mm-mm.
But yeah, it does help when you surround yourself with obviously people of the same faith.
Oh, for sure.
Diba? Because sila yung magdadala sa'yo sa pag nalilihis ka. Nalilihis talaga, diba? Pag nalilihis
when you
ka,
stray.
Oo. Uh-huh. So sila yung magbabalik sa'yo sa tamang daan.
Mm-hmm. I think we can end this episode with a quote from the chairman, because he did say something beautiful about the Bible and building ourselves into this temple.
Tell me.
He said, "The Bible is the blueprint for building our hearts into a temple for God."
Aww.
I think that basically, in a nutshell, is, you know, the discussion that we've had and the main takeaway of this conversation, the importance of understanding the Bible, because we need to rebuild ourselves as a temple for God. That is the conversation for this episode on the Best News Ever podcast today.
And I don't know why the temple, this topic is making me think of food. What am I going to feed this temple right now?
We're always looking to feed our temple. Spiritual food, of course.
Yeah, we're talking about spiritual food now.
Word. You can always have access to the spiritual food that is coming out of Shinshenji
free.
There is a YouTube channel that's in English and whatever language you prefer. BiblePrayerConnection.com if you guys want to enroll in a class. It's probably here in the Philippines, though.
Oh, speaking of language, di ba may ano, may mga dialects pa ata that they're working on, Bisaya, for Bisaya speaking friends out there that want to study. How nice.
I think as we grow here in the Philippines, I really look forward to the day when, yes, it will be available in more and more dialects so that no matter where you are from in the Philippines, you will have lessons that are clear and understandable to you. And again, before we wrap, straight from the Horse's Mouth podcast, we are so excited to guest on there. We will share it on this YouTube page as well and on our Spotify. We're going to link everything below, so we hope you check it out. And we want to thank you for joining us on this episode of our show.
Tina Ryan saying bye.
Sam O saying bye. Bye.